Chapter 15. That evening, Mrs. Rogers came over for the first iftar, which is the food you eat when you break your fast at sunset. Her wrist still wasn't all fixed up yet, and Mum and Dad had been sending dinner over to her so that she didn't have to cook for herself. But this was the first time she actually came to eat at our house, on our table. She watched everything we did, quietly, with a smile in her eyes. She kept saying, "I see," and nodding her head. Once we'd finished eating, she took her phone out and called John, who was her son, it turned out, and said, "The Muslims put less chilli in their food for me, John. It was delicious." We all grinned because being called the Muslims was a bit of a fun joke for us all now. As the week went on, I noticed that everyone was getting used to not eating when the sun was out, and actually eating a bit too much when the sun went down. Normally, Mariam and I eat about the same amount, but now she was eating like a bear who hadn't had any food for the whole time it had been hibernating. At first, I was worried that she would eat all the yummy samosas if I wasn't quick enough. But then I figured out that while she was busy munching, I could talk loads about my video games and she wouldn't tell me to shut up like she normally does. Mrs. Rogers came over for the iftar every day. She told me she liked the samosas best of all. But by the time we got to Thursday, everyone was a little bit less patient, probably because they were hungry. It didn't help that Mariam had done really badly in her science test, which was a complete catastrophe in our household because she is the daughter of two successful scientists. Mum was telling her that it really wasn't good enough and that they would go over all the things that she found hard. And Dad was saying that they wouldn't be upset if they didn't believe that Mariam could do better. I looked at Mariam. Once, I watched a video of a gorilla dad whose gorilla children were being really, really annoying, and he was trying his best to be patient and not to go ape until he did. Mariam reminded me of the gorilla, trying to stay calm. It didn't last long.
"Well, it's not my fault, is it? You're the one who made me move to this stupid school and this stupid house," shouted Gorilla Mariam.
"Mummy, I can do better, can't I?" said Issa.
"Of course you can, sweetie," said Mum. For this, Mariam pinched Issa as she stormed out of the room. Mum was a bit flustered and didn't seem to notice, but I kept quiet about it because I might be able to use it against her in the future. Mum said I was sitting around doing nothing, so I should go and set the table for iftar and take the stones out of the dates and put nuts in instead. I wondered why they were called stones, and I imagined what would happen if they were real stones in dates and somebody tried to eat one, thinking it had a nut in it. If they didn't smash their teeth doing that and managed to swallow it instead, would it stay in their tummies forever, or would they poop it out? Just as I'd finished setting the table, Dad came into the room. He liked that I'd gone over the top and taken out fancy glasses and made the table look like they do in restaurants. Mum put her head around the door. She didn't like it. She said that her fancy glasses could get broken and that I shouldn't touch them. Then she told me to go and get Mrs. Rogers to join us for iftar. Mrs. Rogers brought a box of chocolates with her. It was only 12 steps from the door to ours, which takes about 12 seconds to walk across it. "It takes Mrs. Rogers 60 seconds. I timed it." That doesn't sound like a lot, but it's really slow when you're doing it with her. While we walked, I had my eye on the chocolates. How could I make sure that Mariam didn't pinch all the best ones? Mrs. Rogers knew the iftar routine now. When there were only 10 minutes left till the fast opened, she said, "Put the Islam channel on or we'll miss that nice song that tells us when fast opens." We all tried not to look at each other and tried not to laugh. "That's called the Adhan, Mrs. Rogers," said Dad. "It's the call to prayer."
"Oh, well, whatever it's called, it's very nice, dear," said Mrs. Rogers.
Mrs. Rogers did the countdown and everyone popped a date into their mouths when the fast opened. Except me. I popped a chocolate from the box that Mrs. Rogers had brought into my mouth because my mouth had been waiting for them. And because my mouth likes chocolate very much. But instead of being very happy, my mouth was confused. There was a weird taste with the chocolate taste. I didn't like it. Ugh, I said. Oh, is that an alcohol one? Said Mariam.
What? We're not allowed alcohol, not even the adults, and I'd never had it before. I quickly jumped up to spit it out and rinse my mouth. Am I going to be drunk now? I asked.
Apparently this was totally hilarious, because you have to get a lot more alcohol in you than that to get drunk. Mrs. Rogers explained that to me after she finished laughing for 10 minutes straight.